20-year-old Aloria has been wearing the niqab, or face-covering veil, for the past 3 years. She said she adopted it as a personal choice. Aloria says she feels closer to her Muslim religion and more comfortable in public because it hides her from the eyes of men. She says her parents, who hail from the Gambia, initially opposed her decision, but now they accept it. But Aloria may soon be forced to take off her face veil in public. A growing number of politicians want to ban the Muslim garment from the streets of France. Only a small percentage of Muslim women here wear the face veil, but their presence has nonetheless triggered one of France's hottest debates in recent years. It was kicked off last June by President Nicolas Sarkozy, who announced in a major speech that the face veil, which he called the burqa, was against French values and not welcome in France. Critics argue it's a symbol of female servitude and against women's rights. They also argue the veil presents a security risk, since it hides a wearer's face. Earlier this month, Jean-François Copé, parliamentary floor leader of Mr. Sarkozy's ruling UMP party, introduced draft legislation to ban the face veil.
Il faut bien rappeler que c'est pas un problème religieux.
Speaking on French radio, Copé said the veil ban did not aim to sanction a particular population. He also noted that Islamic authorities say a face veil is not a religious obligation. On Tuesday, a parliamentary commission is due to present a report on the face veil after months of studying the issue. Already, the commission's president, communist lawmaker André Gérin, says he supports the law and that many commission members do too. If passed, such legislation is expected not just to single out the veil, but generally ban any article covering the face in public. Polls show a majority of French back a face veil ban. But the matter is far from settled. President Sarkozy wants Parliament to pass a non-binding resolution rather than a law. Other lawmakers, including those from the leading opposition Socialist Party, are against any measure. More broadly, many critics are asking why the debate is taking place at all, since it affects such a small number of women. Some argue it is diverting discussion from more serious problems, like the economy. Others claim it represents a bid by Mr. Sarkozy's conservative UMP party to lure far-right voters for regional elections in March. What's clear, says Claire de Galambert, an expert on Islam at the Paris-based National Center for Scientific Research, is that the debate is alienating France's 5 million-member Muslim community.
It is used to send a message to Muslims in France to say you are not ready to adapt yourself to the Republican values, but Republic is strong and is going to force you to adapt these values. And the problem is that the most of Muslims don't feel concerned by the burqa.
Noura Djabala, head of the European Forum of Muslim Women, a conservative umbrella group, argues the debate stigmatizes Muslims. Djabala wears a headscarf but is against a face-covering veil.
Elles vont se radicaliser encore plus. Elles vont s'enfermer. Elles vont...
Djabala warns that banning the veil may have a perverse effect. Instead of pushing women to abandon it, those who wear the veil may simply stay at home. This is not the first time the Muslim veil has sparked controversy in France. In 2004, the French government adopted a law banning Muslim girls from wearing headscarves to public schools. Islamic expert de Galambert says the legislation has had mixed results.
We don't have any scarves anymore at state schools, but the girls are putting their scarves again when they are going outside the school.
In fact, de Galambert estimates the number of Muslim women wearing headscarves in France has grown since 2004, although there are no firm statistics to back this up. For her part, Aloria says she is not sure what she will do if a law is passed. She said it would be very difficult to remove her veil. Conservative lawmakers say they will wait until March elections are over before deciding on legislation. They claim they do not want to politicize a face veil, but most French agree this has already been done. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.